Hello, strong babes, and welcome to the Empowered She podcast. My name is Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness coach and life hype woman. Guys, I started this podcast as a tool for you to build mental resilience and adapt a powerful AF mindset, because I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the day you start taking total control of your life. So master your mindset and manifest your dreams right here with me. Let's go. Hello, my love, and welcome to another podcast. I wanted to share with you today a learning, or I guess an epiphany I had recently, and it's to do with choosing your hard. There is the path of least resistance, which is the easy way out, or there's the path of most resistance, which is the more challenging obstacle that you have to get through to get to where you want to be. Now, choosing your hard. So here's the thing. Both paths are actually hard, because when you choose the path of least resistance and you choose to live an easy life despite the fact that you may have something that you want to accomplish, then you're actually choosing a life of regret. And that is hard to live with, versus doing the hard thing now and keeping on doing hard things so that you can grow. You reach different levels every time. You unlock a different opportunity for yourself, and you build this incredible toolbox of skills that makes you a stronger, happier, healthier, and more confident person. So this is the concept of choosing your hard. Do you want to choose your hard and experience hardship later? Or do you want to take the path of most resistance now? Do your hard now, but reap the rewards later. To me, this concept is just so incredible because it encompasses so many things that we deal with in our day-to-day lives. So firstly, there's the conditioned human brain to instant gratification. We are so conditioned to want things in an instant. You want a date? Swipe on Tinder. You want a movie? Open up your TV or your laptop and pick one on Netflix in 10 seconds. You want some food? Uber Eats, 15 minutes. And we expect the same of ourselves. So I don't blame you when you have that mentality, because I sure do. And it's still something that I pull myself on, is not to expect the same thing for myself. You know, people start diets or health and fitness programs and they give up after 1 week because they don't see results. Honey, you are not a Netflix box. You are not a Uber Eats delivery. You are something more than that. So the time it'll take for you to make improvements and make progress is going to be slightly longer. But if you choose the hard now, if you do the work now, my God, it'll be so rewarding. So when you have something that you want to do, often you have to get out of your comfort zone to do it, right? I remember doing my first online speaking event with an event that my friend Chelsea and I organized. It was Soul Chats with Chelsea and Marie, and I was going to present to 6 women. You know, to me, that's not a great amount, but it's still a form of public speaking, and I was scared. I know I had a message that I wanted to share, and I was like, oh, do I not go through with the event? This was during early conception of this, early stages of conception when Chelsea and I were planning it. I was like, man, organizing an event during COVID is hard. Trying to do a speech is going to be difficult, but you got to choose your hard. For me, I want to be able to speak in an audience of thousands in the future to create a positive ripple and make a positive impact to the lives of other people. And I went back to the time when I remembered, you know, I started a podcast when I was so scared, and here I am now speaking to you and hopefully making a positive impact in your life. But now it's not as hard or as scary as I thought it was, because I've reached a new level. To me, recording a podcast at the start was really hard. Even though I have the opportunity to edit, to re-record, I was scared. I was scared to publish it. I was scared of what my friends would think. And it's an effort, but it's an effort that has paid off. I've spoken to so many girls who've, or even guys or people who are non-binary, and say that they've really appreciated my podcast. So I thought that was pretty cool. But without choosing that hard to start with, I wouldn't be here speaking to you. The same goes for you and your goals. You know, you can choose the easy way and just not work out, not eat right, not work on your side hustle. And that's okay if you choose that path, as long as you want it. However, if you want to achieve something else in your life and you actually need to work out, you need to start eating healthy, you need to take time, you need to set aside time for your goals, then you got to pick that hard today. Because you can either choose to live with a harsh regret of not doing what you wanted to do versus giving it a good shot. So let me ask you this question. Is there anything that you've been putting off doing because it's too hard? Next question. Is this thing that you've been putting off doing necessary for you to do to get to your goal? If yes, you just gotta go and start it. It's gonna be hard at the start, but it will become second nature, it'll become easy, and then you can level up even more. You know, it's like going to the gym for the first time. It is scary. There's so many big machines and big guys, and it's a very masculine space, especially for women. However, you need the equipment to exercise. You need the equipment to do your workout. So you go in there, despite how scared you are, and you just do it. Over time, it doesn't seem as scary anymore. Your environment becomes familiar to you, and you challenge yourself in a different way by pushing harder in your workouts, or doing more difficult exercises, or adding more weights to the bar. So the initial challenge or the initial hardship or perceived hardship of you stepping into a scary space is no longer hard. My love, you gotta pick your hard in this world. You only have one life to live. Do you want to live with the hardship of regret and saying things like, I wish I had done that? Do you want to be, you know, on your deathbed when you're however many years old thinking, gosh, I would have done that and I would do that if I was given a second chance? I sure as hell wouldn't. Life is too short. Life is so precious to not do the things that you want to do. So my choice is to pick my hard today. I choose to pick the hard right now to build a better future for myself. And I encourage you to do the same. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you got so much value out of it that you're able to apply in your daily lives so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and share on your social media platforms. I would truly appreciate it if more people had the chance to know that they can do what they want to achieve if they just master their mindset. Now, I also send a lot of strong babes, strong words weekly to help start their week on a positive and purpose-driven mindset. So if this is you, if you want that guidance and support from me, send me a message at Marie Angel Fit on Instagram, and I'll happily add you to my Strong Words mailing list. Now, before I go, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and do something today that will leave the world a better place. Remember to be kind to yourselves, the planet, and to each other. Till next time, strong babe. Bye.